Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go
Loud! Opinions Matter is brought to you by Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. You can check them out at greenheartcbd.ie. Here's a conversation that we've never discussed before, yet it's apparently a big issue in Ireland. We're talking about interracial dating and why, according to one listener, many white Irish people don't seem interested in relationships with someone who happens to have a different coloured skin. Asili is this man's name. And Asili sent us this message through our Facebook page at facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Here's what Asili wrote to us. Can you please mention this, because I listen to your show all the time. I'm originally from Kenya, but I've been living in Ireland for over 10 years. I think you should talk about racism with dating, because I have big problems with this. I am dating people for the last 4 years, and I've big problems with white Irish people. They are never interested in dating me, he says. When I talk to them in pubs with my friends, or when I try to match them online, it is not because of my looks, because I've no problems with black women. This problem is only with white women, and I think the truth is that it is racism. White Irish women have a problem with black Irish men. All my friends are having the same problems. Please talk about this on your show. And that is from a guy called Asili. And Asili is 25 years of age, living in Ireland over 10 years. So he's living in the country since he was a teenager. And he basically can't get to date a white woman, basically. That's the issue. And it's a problem we've heard about before. Yeah,
this is a tricky one. But the comments coming in at the moment are saying, surely that's a preference as opposed to racism. And I don't quite buy that. Okay, when I was on the dating scene years ago, when I started dating, I got this quite a bit, that when I would chat up women, because this was before Tinder or anything like that, when I would chat up women in clubs or in pubs, I often heard women say to me, no, I'm not interested in blondes. I don't like blonde hair on men.
Mm.
Now, did I take offense to that? No, because everybody has a preference, don't they? As in, maybe I don't like fat women. Yeah, that's just a preference. Maybe I don't like tall women. Maybe I don't like short women. Okay, that's a preference. That is different to someone saying, I don't fancy a person because of their skin colour.
Is it?
Yeah, well, obviously it is. It's completely, completely different.
I don't know if it is, to be honest.
The fact that this...
We all have our different preferences of, you know, features that we like in the opposite sex.
You cannot find a whole race unattractive. You cannot say every single black person is unattractive, because that's a blatant lie. You'd be here all day naming how many black people are attractive. In the same way, a black person couldn't say every white person is unattractive. This particular guy, and he's a lovely fella, he rings this show regularly. In fact, was it yesterday he was on the show? And what he is saying is that since he has started dating in Ireland 4 years ago, he cannot hook up with a white
That's
Irish
exactly
woman.
What he says. All right, we'd like to hear from you. Niall, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niall?
Hiya.
Well, is it racist to say that you don't fancy somebody because they're black?
No. And I could look at it this way. Is it because he's black, or is it because he's African?
Well, he seems to think it's because he's black.
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there could be, women could be cautious of him because he they might think he's looking for a green card or something, or it could be anything else. I don't know.
He is of the impression that the reason that white Irish women won't date him is because he's black, because he doesn't have any problem with black women dating him. It's white women that won't date him.
I know there are women that are cautious of people looking for green cards and things like that. So
yeah, well, maybe that's the issue. And
Hang on, Asili is going out. By the way, it's Asili. He just messaged.
Oh, sorry,
he's Asili. He's listening in work at the moment, and he just messaged to say that his name is Asili. So Asili is hardly going into Temple Bar on a Saturday night to try and hook up with an Irish woman so he can get a green card. He's living here 10 years. The man, I'm sure,
don't know that. Now.
Well, I'm sorry. Any white Irish woman that thinks that as soon as a man comes up to her in a club and he happens to be black and originally from Africa, that he's only chatting her up because he wants marriage and he wants Irish citizenship. Jesus Christ, that's racist.
No, but that...
Well, it is.
Sorry, but that does happen.
But that assumption that people have that every African person just wants an Irish person...
But Jeremy, people judge you as soon as they look at you, no matter what colour you are.
You cannot just dismiss a whole race. You literally can't.
Why? Okay, so say... No, it's not that I don't, but say if I don't like blondes. So I immediately dismiss anybody who's blonde.
In fairness, you like anything at this stage.
No, but okay.
You don't like redheads.
I do like redheads, actually.
Oh,
but no, but say, okay, let's just use a stereotypical Irish example. I don't like a freckly redhead. They look too pasty. I hate the freckles.
Isla Fisher? You know, Borat's wife. My God.
Okay, 0858252626.
She's very upset with you.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks, Angela.
By the way, if you're freckly and red, it's not a chance with Kennedy.
No, not a chance.
Not a chance.
I'm going off now to dye my hair red because I've loads of freckles.
So what's wrong with freckles, by the way, Adrian? It doesn't do it.
Freckles are gorgeous.
You know that stereotypical Ed Sheeran
red
sort of look?
Yeah, fiery. Yeah.
Anyway, Angela, is it racist to say that you don't fancy... black people, for example.
No, it's not, because I don't. I don't find them attractive. I just don't. Asians, I don't find them attractive. But that doesn't mean I'm racist.
Okay, well, according to Jeremy, you are. You are blatant racist. You are an out-and-out racist to say that you just don't find black people attractive. That's what you said, Jeremy.
I went out with a black guy going back years ago, and I couldn't get into it.
You couldn't get into it?
I couldn't get into it. I was just like, no. There was no attraction there. And we got on great. So I was like, okay, yeah.
Hang on a second. That's different. You went out on a date with one particular... My God, if I had a euro for every person I went out on a date with that I didn't find attractive, you went out on a date with one particular person that you didn't find attractive. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about...
No, but what I'm saying is I'm not attracted to colour people. I'm not. And that's the way it is. I'm just not. And that kind of sealed the deal for me. I was just like, no, I'm not attracted to them. I have a type, like, but... I like a big guy, I like a tall guy, I like, you know, I'm not into blondes, everyone has their type. That doesn't make me racist.
Well, according to Jeremy, it does make you an out-and-out racist.
That other guy as well, that Muppet, that was like, oh my God, the black guy comes on here, he's South African and he wants a feckin' passport, like, I mean, come on.
Okay, that's not the issue. So you just, your preference, and this is what I'm hearing from you, your preference is not for a black man. You would find white men much more attractive.
Much more attractive. And like, I think you all know I'm into rugby. And I always said, like, Bala Khan's my favourite rugby player. You put him and Brad Pitt in a room and go, who do you want to sleep with? I'd be like, good luck, Brad.
Okay, so, so you like big, baldy rugby men.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's not racist. It's not like I'm going, God, no way. Oh my God, they're ugly. They're not like, they can be attractive. Not every Chinese is unattractive either, but they don't do anything.
Okay, now Jeremy, you said a while ago that she people like this are just out and out racist. She just doesn't find black people attractive.
You cannot say that about a whole race. You literally can't.
But she is.
So you have dated every single black man that's walked the earth?
No, because I don't find them attractive. That's why I don't date them.
So Denzel Washington knocked on your door and says, here, Angela, fancy a bit of... You'd say, no, Denzel, I'm busy.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I told you there a minute ago, Brad Pitt, Paul O'Connell, I go with Paul O'Connell.
Well, Brad Pitt's the same colour of skin as you, so that's okay. So why is this guy, a silly, not getting any joy with white Irish women?
Do you ever think that maybe he's obnoxious? Do you ever think that maybe it's his personality?
No, because even obnoxious people get dates. God, I know loads of people who are obnoxious, and Adrian's obnoxious and he's married. No, but you are.
So are you.
Takes one to know one.
No, you're right. No, in fact, no. So being obnoxious doesn't hinder your chances of getting a date in this life.
The thing is, maybe it's the thing that people just aren't attracted to the colour. It's like you could turn around to a lot of coloured guys and they won't go with a white woman.
Okay, so what would you say to a message that we got in from Sandra just a moment ago? And this is directed directly at you. And it says, oh my God, how can people still be so racist in 2021?
Because it's called your taste. When someone turns around and says, so what's your taste in men? That's my taste in men.
Okay, so Jeremy, her taste in men is a big, burly, baldy rugby player like Paul O'Connell.
That's okay, but you can have big, burly black guys as well. So if big and burly is your taste. White cannot be your taste. Big and burly is a type. Black is not a type.
Connor.
All right, lads, this is an interesting conversation. I get where his frustration is coming from because you'd have to say that it is racism because he doesn't struggle with people of the same skin colour as himself. So I do get where he's coming from. But at the same time, you can't make somebody go out with you, right? And unless they verbally say something to you about your skin colour or something like that, which is blatant racism, unless they verbally say something to you, you can't label somebody as a racist. They either find you attractive or they don't. And now I don't know if that's something to do with the fact that they're generally over the last 20 years it's multicultural here in Ireland, but it wasn't. Like, I mean, well, I remember when I went back to school, when I was in school, there wasn't a black person in my class. And I was in secondary school as well, and now I'd go and pick my son up, maybe say from school or something like that, and there'd be a few different races in his class, and that's the way it is. So the more we become norm to it, the less likely this is going to happen in 10 or 15 or 20 years down the line. It's going to become more normal, like it is in the States and that. But you know, yeah, unless you actually verbally hear somebody saying, "I don't like you because you are black," it's very, very difficult to label somebody a racist. You know, they're attracted to what they are, and it's normally what you know as well. You know it's a very weird one, but it's definitely going to be an interesting conversation either way.
All right, Connor, thanks very much indeed. Now, Angela is somebody who said, actually, Angela, would you ever say to somebody, "I don't fancy you because you're black"?
Of course you wouldn't.
But you're thinking it.
Well, no, actually, no. Hold on a second. I would. You know why? Now, I wouldn't say, I don't fancy you because you're black. I turn around and go, I'm not attracted to you.
I'm not attracted. No. I'm not attracted to your race.
Now, why are you bringing race into it? Is saying you're not attractive to some to people with blonde hair who might be a little bit pasty looking, is that not the same thing as saying you're not attracted to a guy or a girl?
No, it is, because, hold on, let me put it this way, right?
No, hang on a sec, Angela. I'm pasty, Angela.
Turn around to me.
Angela, I'm pasty, but I can do something about my pastiness. I can go on a sunbed this evening and end up looking like Denzel Washington. I can do something about my pastiness. pastiness. A black person, a black person can't change their skin color just to.
But should someone turn around to me? Like, should I take offense that people don't want to date me because I'm fat?
Well, some people won't take offense at that.
Yeah, no, I don't. That's their preference.
Okay, so stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me go to Joanne. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joanne?
Hey, good afternoon.
Now, you had a bit of an issue with what Angela's saying here. She's basically saying what...
And by the way, fair play to her for her honesty. At least she's being honest, because there's loads of people... Clearly, there's loads of people who agree with Angela because Asili can't get a date with an Irish woman. So there's hundreds of you listening to this right now who agree with what Angela's saying. You're like, yeah, yeah, I'm the same as Angela. But you don't have the balls to
No, that's fair enough. So go on anyway, Joanne. Angela's saying, I just don't fancy black men. That's it. It's as simple as that.
I don't think she can say that about all of them, though, like, because they are attractive. I think Jamie Foxx is gorgeous looking.
That's you.
But I don't think, you don't know all the other races around the world, and you can't go around saying none of them are good looking. Because they are, they clearly are.
I can say that. You can't turn around.
Oh, I don't think you can. I think it's very wrong of you to say that, too.
Well, that's your opinion, but I'm entitled to my opinion, am I?
Yeah, I know. I know it's that you're not. I'm just saying, I think you're already wrong of saying that.
You just turned around there and said you can't go around saying that. I can. I've seen plenty of black people, plenty of Asians.
Yeah, you can, but you're wrong in saying it.
Okay, well, let's put it this way, right? If I'm so racist, why do I go to Barbados when it's full of black people? Why do I go to Barbados when it's full of black people?
And your point being that...
Did you go to Barbados?
You obviously went to Barbados at some stage, did you?
Yeah, I've been in Barbados. I've been in Joe. I've been in Jamaica. I've been in places that are full of black people. I'm not racist. I'm just not attracted to them. And that's my preference, and that is my opinion.
Okay, now, Joanne, surely it is okay for me to say I don't like ginger head with freckles women. Is Angela not just saying the same sort of thing?
No, Adrian, there's a lot of attractive women out here as well. Like Florence and the Machine, I've got her second name, Florence and the Machine. She's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, she
Nicola
is.
Nicola O'Girl Dilemma is lovely as well. She's red hair.
But Joanne, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion. I think they're lovely. I think it's just wrong of you to say that every person in the world that is black is not attractive.
The thing about it, Joanne, is why is your opinion right and mine's wrong?
No, I didn't say mine is right. I just think you're wrong.
You told me.
That's my opinion. I think you're wrong. I came in to say I think you're wrong.
Out of order, Joanne.
No,
because
I don't think I am.
I have my preference in what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Come along here and tell me I'm wrong and I'm racist.
Let me read out an email. We don't normally read out emails, but let me read out an email that just came in. Have a listen to this, both of you, okay? And here's what Avril said in an email that's just arrived into our inbox. And here's what she says. My friend and I, ironically, were having this conversation only the other night. She talked about how good-looking the main actor Idris Elba is. I agreed. She asked me if I date him, and I said no. I told her that while I found him good-looking, I would generally not be attracted to black guys when it comes to dating. It started a debate between us that ruined the mood of the evening. I asked some of my other friends and they were split. Some said it would be silly to rule out someone for their race, but a few other friends said people are entitled to them and that you can't help what you're attracted to. I think it's no more racist not to date a particular race anymore than it's homophobic for a straight guy or woman not to date someone of the same sex. I wonder what other people think about that. And let me put that to you, Joanne.
That's ridiculous.
But you wouldn't go out with a gay person if you were.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
I can safely say with my hand in my heart, I wouldn't date a gay man. I would not date a gay man.
Well, not if you're straight, you
exactly.
wouldn't.
Exactly. So does that make me homophobic, Adrian? It's absolutely
this
ridiculous.
This is the point.
So, Jeremy, would you date a woman who's bisexual?
Would I date a woman who's bisexual? I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is...
But the difference is that the other that they're talking about that is gay or lesbian, if you're straight, you're not going to date a gay or lesbian.
Yeah, in other
bisexual,
words,
you can have both.
In other words, I don't. I'll have to put this plainly to you, Angela. I don't want to have sex with another man, but I don't have an issue having sex with a woman who happens to fancy women as well, because, you know, I am straight.
So, stay there for one second, both of you. Brian.
No, I don't think people have been racist towards him. Like, after black lads I know, colleagues and friends of mine, they all prefer white girls. So, you know, if black lads prefer white girls, are they being racist? No, it's just their personal preference. So maybe this lad just ain't blessed with the best looks, you know what I mean? Get over it, mate, and stop looking for excuses. People aren't being racist. They just don't like you.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Brian. Keep your messages coming in to 085-825-2626, like Morris just did.
Yeah, just doing a bit of work here, guys. I'm enjoying the Angela interview. If I was Paul O'Connell and I was in a room with Angela and Brad Pitt, I'd pick Brad Pitt and kick Angela out.
Thank you very much indeed, Morris. 085-825-2626. Is it racist not to fancy black people? That's the whole question.
And sorry, vice versa.
Kate, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Yeah, no, I have to agree with that lady. I didn't catch her name, sorry. I'm generally not attracted to black men. Now, I'm going to say, if anyone even attempts to call me a racist...
Well, Jeremy will, because he's already said it.
Well, I'm going to hear the woman out for a second. Calm down.
But she just said what you
Thank
said
you,
is racist.
Dear.
Yeah, but calm down.
Okay, go on. Why, Kate?
Well, they just don't float me boat, generally. Now, I think Will Smith is gorgeous, and Idris Elba, yeah. But, yeah, I haven't gone out with a black man. Just because I haven't, well, the situation hasn't arose, really. I could have easily been that late that talking to that Kenyan man on the website, and, okay, we may not have fallen madly in love, but he could have easily become one of my best mates. I am certainly not a racist by no means, and I will hit the roof if anyone even contemplates. My last ex-boyfriend from a few years ago, he made a comment, it was very mild racial comment. It wasn't too bad, but I kicked him out of my house.
Oh.
I was like, don't you ever make a comment like that in my house, and I kicked him out of the house.
Okay, so the point being that you won't tolerate racism at all.
I won't tolerate it at all. The other day, I can't remember what day it was. There was a car in front of me, and the whole wheel had come off the car. And turned out to be a black woman in the car. I stayed with her for 40 minutes. I made all her phone calls to AXA and whatever and got roadside out to her.
Okay, you've proven the point that you're not in any way racist.
No way. But like, I don't like skinny men either. And I don't like, you know, there's certain things that just don't appeal to me.
Yeah.
But to be perfectly honest with you, if you're a lineup.
Hang on, Kate. The difference is a skinny person. Say for instance, you don't like skinny people. That's okay. A skinny person can do something about their shape and their size. They can put on weight, or a fat person.
But they're not going to do it for me. I'm not going to make somebody change who they are for me.
Well, lots of people do. But I'm saying is, a black person, in other words, you wouldn't stand up in a room in front of 30 black people and say, I don't find black people attractive. Because you just.
Well, Who cares if I don't? There's probably someone a lot better out there for them. Who cares if I don't? It's nothing against the person themselves. He could come up to me at a bar and we could spend hours having a great bloody laugh.
You see, okay.
Just because I don't want to go home and jump into bed with him, like, what does it matter?
Okay,
just because he's black, I'm not going to walk away from him at the bar.
Well, you've obviously never heard the expression.
What?
Once you go black, you never go back. I mean, that expression.
Maybe I haven't been there yet.
No, but that expression has been around.
Yeah,
around
a long
for
time.
Years.
Yeah.
And what it means is that you should try. You should try everything. You shouldn't single out a whole race of people before even. Like,
I wouldn't completely dismiss a person, but like, to be honest with you, like, I do have a type, but like, if you were to line up all my ex-boyfriends, they all look completely different.
But you don't get the point I'm trying to, and I can't believe I'm getting triggered over this, but imagine we're at the stage now where a lot of white Irish women will not even consider talking to a man because of his skin color. They don't even get this guy who sent the email.
Aseely,
yeah, who's a regular listener to this show. Yeah, I've spoken to him off air. He is, I've never met him. He sounds like the nicest fella ever. But the fact is, either yourself, Kate, or Angela, or any of the other women listening now, won't even give that man a second chance when you're chatting to him because you can't see past his colour. And that's
I'm not saying that.
Well, kind of are.
I'm not saying that. He came up to me in the bar, of course, I'd have a chat to him. And who knows, maybe I would fall for him, but it hasn't happened yet. I haven't fallen in love with a black man yet. I'm generally...
No, nobody's asking you. Nobody's asking you to fall in love or to marry or any of that. All Asili is saying is, why will white women not give him a chance? That's...
All right, stay there.
I don't know why I don't give him a chance.
I'm going to date Asili.
I talked to the wall.
Well, I'll even go out with Cecilia if I make him feel better, because I can't believe I really, you know, when we just sit down, we discuss the topics we're going to cover. I really thought, I didn't think I was going to be alone.
Okay, but let's see what Debbie has to say on this.
Hey lads, yeah, it's nothing to do with racism. It's just personal preference and what we find attractive, and it doesn't just go by the skin colour, it goes by a lot of things about someone that makes them attractive. So, yeah, it's definitely not a race issue.
It's not a racist view, she's saying.
Okay,
it is not racist to say, I just don't fancy you because you happen to be, there happens to be something about you that I don't find attractive. And in the case that we've been hearing, it's I just don't find dark men attractive.
You know, is there anybody out there that I thought I was being the voice of the majority on this, but clearly I'm not the majority. Is there anybody else listening to this right now who can actually agree with what I'm saying? Because I'm losing faith in humanity here. No, you're laughing. It's not a laughing matter.
No, hang on.
The fact that we're doing a show and we can't get one other person who can turn around and has the balls to say what I'm saying and saying, yes, it's racist to say you don't find a certain race attractive. It's very, very sad that that's the case.
What I'm hearing from people is they do not believe that it is racist to have that point of view. Let me bring in some more WhatsApp voice notes.
All right, lads, quick one for you. Boy, so yous are well aware, I've brought it up many, many a time before, that I don't like ABBA. That might make you offended, right? That I don't like ABBA because you think they're the best thing since sliced bread. Do you think ABBA are worried about that? No, because they see it as preference, and they've plenty of fans themselves, you know? But, deep down, like that's just the way it is. That's my preference. I think they're tripe. I think I'm right. You might think I'm wrong. But it's a preference. At the end of the day. And ABBA aren't going to be too offended, I don't think so.
I don't know if there's a comparison between not liking ABBA and not liking an entire race of people.
That's some reach. That's some reach going on there. Oh, my God.
I don't know if you can make that comparison.
What do you mean you don't know? You can't make that comparison.
Okay, you can't make the comparison. Okay. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Trish, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Trish. Well, is it racist to say that you do not fancy somebody because they happen to be black?
I don't think so. Because going back years ago when I used to love foreign guys. Italian, Spanish. I just, there was something about him, and I just really didn't bother with Irish guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I wasn't racist. I just found the others more attractive.
That
guy is a young guy. He's hardly spoken to every white woman.
Maybe
he just hasn't met the right one.
Yeah, no, he says he's 25. He's in Ireland over 10 years, so he's here since he was a teenager. I'm sure he's spoken to a lot of them, but no, he hasn't spoken to every white Irish woman. But do you think that there is any racism in him saying I can't get a white woman to date me because they're all racist? That's really what he is saying. And Jeremy, you're agreeing with that.
It's getting silly now. Denise just messaged in. She says, Jeremy, you don't like dating hellions. Is that racist?
Now, there isn't a race of people called a Howie.
Yeah, Charlene from Pier Street. Yeah, it's not a different race to me, Denise. Oh, you see, it's getting silly here. It really is. This isn't this, Trish, at the end of the day, this is down to skin colour, correct?
Yeah.
So what is the difference, Jeremy, between skin colour and hair colour, for example? I mean, it's the same conversation.
Well, I agree with Jeremy. I wouldn't date someone with red hair.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't say that.
No, I said that.
You get me shot.
Guys, you know what would be interesting to
go on.
To do? Like, I know everyone has preferences of that, but it would be interesting to do a survey actual with people and have each of them not see the other person and see how they get on.
I believe there is some sort of a game show in some country where everybody is thrown into a dark room together.
It'd just be interesting to see.
It's a dating show where you literally meet in a dark room, so you've no idea what the person looks like, and you just have to strike up a conversation with them. I'd love to find out what that is called. But
for me, myself, for someone, if I was out, if they're a nice person and a nice personality, that I would, and of course, naturally, easy on the eye, but that would be more for me. Like, not everyone's the same, you know?
All right. So is it racist, as Jeremy is alleging, to not want to date somebody because they happen to be black? You just don't fancy...
I don't think so, no.
No, there you go, Jeremy. No. So it appears you are completely alone.
I'm alone. So long.
I'm not calling Jeremy now.
Thanks very much indeed.
I love your show, but...
You're very good. Thanks very much indeed.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's squeeze in just one more message on this. This is David.
Hey, lads. Just trying to get a male perspective onto it there. It seems to be a lot of women ringing up. I can't come on to my work, so I said I'd send you a quick WhatsApp. I don't find black women attractive at all, really. You know, it's not that I'm racist. I have black friends, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, black people. It's just when it comes to what I find attractive, do black women float me boat? No, they don't. You know, so I don't find myself as racist, like, you know, because of it, but just don't do it for me.
Yeah, well, there you go. They just don't do it for them. And that's it. It's as simple as that. It's no more complicated than that.
So we've seen every single black woman there is.
No, but
so Beyonce came along and said...
I saw a photograph of Beyonce yesterday. Oh, my God. One of the newspapers yesterday.
Now she doesn't do anything for me. But
she does for me now.
Not because of her skin colour. No, here's the difference, okay? It's not racist to say you don't find someone attractive who happens to be a different race to you. Do you get the point I'm making? So I do not find Beyonce attractive as a woman. Not as a black woman, but as a woman, I don't find her attractive. And it's not because of her skin colour. Why can people not get that into their head? It's all to do with skin colour. Skin colour is the thing.
All right. Final message from Louise.
I don't really go for blondes. I tend to go for white lads with dark hair and... it's just a personal preference. I don't tend to go for lads who are too well groomed, just a bit rugged and manly looking. It's not that I have anything against the other ones. It's just my personal preference. It just means he hasn't met the white woman yet, someone who fancies the arse of him. That's all it is. It's not racism.
It's not racism, she says. Yeah, like I said, I think you're alone on this, that some people, like she said, I don't like blondes. Is that racist to say I don't like blondes? There's one more message saying, lads, Beyonce has never done a thing for me. If she was in the same room as me, I wouldn't bother. J-Lo or Jennifer Aniston over her any day. Mm. Now, is that racist against Beyonce?
No, it's not, because it's one person. Stephen. Play Stephen.
Okay, one more message. This is Stephen.
Hi, lads. Stephen here. I don't think it's reasonable to call somebody racist just because they won't go out with black people. At the end of the day, race is just a characteristic, just like hair colour or height. So it's not really discriminating against them any more than it would be if you didn't go out with tall girls, which Jeremy doesn't seem to have any issue with at all. Thanks.
All right. I'm sorry, Jeremy. You're absolutely alone in this conversation today.
Yeah.
Overwhelming majority of people saying if your preference is that you don't find black people attractive, there is nothing wrong in that. Similarly, I would say I generally,
yeah,
don't find Asian people overly attractive.
Like, half of my friends are with people who are different nationalities. So we're not living in 1960s Ireland anymore where you can't mix cultures. Would you not agree?
Says the man married to a white woman.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't have married her.
And I've never known you to date a black woman in all the years I've known you. And you've dated many women in all the years I've known you.
Thanks for putting me up on that pedestal, by the way. It makes me sound very cool. I haven't actually dated that many women. Come on.
But Jesus. Not one of the two was black.
What? Okay, no, you are correct. I have never dated a black woman. You know why that is?
Well,
I've never, I don't mean come in contact, but it's never been an issue. And I think that's part of the problem, just to finish off this discussion, is you rarely see, even in this day and age, you rarely see different races mixing together. Like, when you see groups outside shops, it's always either a group of black lads or a group of white lads. You never see the mix of two. And that is a big problem, that races. Like, we're a multinational country now. There's no going back. It's great that we have all these nationalities here. But I think from both sides of the fence, they need to start mixing, don't they?
As Orla just said on Facebook, just give up, Jeremy.
Well, on everything around Beyonce.
Just on this.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this podcast. If you've enjoyed it, click follow or subscribe and you will be notified of every new podcast that we upload. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.